Yo, what's good? We back with another episode of the Stats vs. Facts podcast where men lie, women lie, numbers lie, but the facts don't. And when you're up here, that's all we speak. I'm your host, Ian, and I got the OG squad back together. Brian, Shane, what's good with y'all?
It's good, good people.
What's good?
As I said on the intro last time, we swap out black people. Male, Brian, male, Shane, you next.
Yeah, I know. One of these times, I'm not going to be available, I feel like.
Hey, it's always another black person replacing us.
When are we replacing you?
They can't be replaced.
Yeah, that'll be a problem at that point.
But y'all know the motto. We don't waste time up here, man. So we did a week two overreactions. And Brian, you weren't here for that, but we said we're going to keep that one going. Because that's, you know, it seems like that's what people kind of like. Even though we don't believe this stuff, you know, that's what gets them clicks, them crazy takes we had. And one of them, I didn't upload it because it was something you actually said, but Mel's clip was Jordan Love and the Packers win the NFC North. So, yeah. That's looking pretty good.
Yeah. But, even though they lost last week, yeah.
Yeah, but Jordan Love is balling.
Yeah.
Week three. So, we're going into week three. We just finished. Yesterday was the Giants and 49ers. Shane, yeah. Matter of fact, before we get into the last games, go ahead.
A valiant effort. We had the best first half of the season by scoring points. It wasn't a blowout for a while, for a long time. But eventually, Debo kind of had his way with the defense. There's a lot that needs to be worked on. I was monitoring Thibodeau. He definitely was looking like he wasn't making tackles out there.
That's what you want out of a top five pick, though.
Yeah, there was some. I don't know how I felt about that roughing the passer call on Brock Purdy. I think it was in the first half, but that, you know, no one's really paying attention to that. Final score 30-12. McCaffrey had his way. A lot of defense to work on. A lot of defense to work on. What's that you pulled up?
Isaiah Simmons.
How many tackles did he have?
He had two last game. So
that's two for the season now?
No, he has five on the season.
Okay.
3 games, 5 tackles.
Okay. He is a cornerback, though.
He's a what?
He's a cornerback.
No, he's not. He's a linebacker.
No, I swear he's a cornerback.
Isaiah Simmons is a linebacker.
He's a safety linebacker hybrid, but he's more.
I swear they be having him.
He was drafted as a defensive end.
Yeah, I know. Well, I didn't actually know about that part, but every time people would pull up Madden, when we do the franchise, they automatically just switch position to safety, box safety.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah. But, all right, real quick, because I think probably by Tuesday or Wednesday we record the overreactions, we're going to forget about last night's game. So any overreactions for last night's game before we preview the rest? Mine is definitely Purdy is not that guy. It's not a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Because I know everybody likes them stats because I think he threw for 300 last night. But it's like, say he completed 20 passes, 15 of them had to be screens. The other, I'll say four would be slants, and the other one was that dime to Debo.
And a lot of them are also run after catch. I think they're the best run after catch team that they said last.
Yeah, they're built perfectly for that. I know he didn't play last night, but Ayuk, Debo, and CMC are literally three of the best players you would want for that yak.
Yeah. So that's another thing that's adding to them stats. He might throw the ball 10 yards, but if you get 18 after it, it's like, well, those are still passing yards. So I can definitely see where you're coming from with Brock Purdy not looking like the Super Bowl quarterback.
Yeah, I put on Twitter today, he's not the type to go out and win you a game, but he's the type to not lose you the game. Mm-hmm. And that's what he is. Obviously, game manager, but that's literally, like, he's not going to be the one to beat you. Like,
yeah.
Hurts in the Super Bowl, how he just started looking like a straight dog passing the ball. Mm-hmm. Purdy don't got that in him.
No, not at all.
And he's Mr. Irreplaceable. No offense. I mean, he's the last pick of the – not irreplaceable. What was it called? Irrelevant. Yeah, last pick of the draft. Brian, you got any reaction for that game?
I'd rather be a Jet fan than a Giant fan. Or just affiliated with the Jets organization rather than the Giants organization. If the Jets are trash this year, they have a top pick. And, yeah, the Giants will have a top pick, too, if they're trash this year. But they're going to be stuck with that dumbass contract they gave their quarterback.
The issue is not Daniel Jones.
He ain't the solution. So.
You got to look at what's around him in the offensive line's injuries, man.
But he's not that good of a quarterback. Where would you rank?
He made plays.
We're not about to just sit here and rank all quarterbacks, but where would you roughly rank him on top of your head? Top 12?
Yes.
Top 12? What?
Come on, man.
In the NFC?
No, bruh.
NFC East.
Top 12, bro.
Yeah, I can top 12 for the NFC.
Right. See, now I want to name people.
We can name 11 real quick. I'll do the honors to start it off. We can say Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
We can say Allen.
Mm-hmm.
We can say Lawrence. Oh, Is Burrow better than Dane Jones right now?
Even now, yes.
Okay. Burrow, I already said Lawrence, so that's four. Mm-hmm. Lamar. Mm-hmm. After that, it might be like, Jalen Hurts. That's six. Jalen Hurts is six.
Tua's
there. You can put Dak there. Although Kirk. Goff.
Lamar.
I said Lamar.
Okay. You say Herbert?
We said Herbert.
Yeah, he said Herbert.
Right. No, I didn't. That's 11. I said Hurts instead of Herbert. That's
11.
He threw for 142 last week against, who was it?
He did for real? He just had like 20-some fantasy points. He had 23 fantasy points.
Oh, maybe that was
this week one. This against the Lions.
Week two, he was good.
Maybe it was week one. Okay.
Yeah, week one, he was that good. He's hurt right now, but Kyler Murray.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
All right, Jordan Love.
Give me Jordan Love.
I think he's more in the we're in the Russell Wilson territory at this point. In the rookie quarterbacks.
We're at 13.
Bottom tier.
13.
Deshaun Watson.
14.
I didn't see. I was just asking, but you already threw. Okay.
For now, we can do it until we get later in the season.
Is he better than Zach? He's better than Zach.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Baker.
Yes. 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 Yes.
I'm gonna say yes to you.
I know we are also talking about straight up quarterback arm reads, accuracy, and decision making, which is in the read.
I know we just saw him frightened at the Niners defense last
year. I mean, he does have that funny look on his face, but that's why we gotta love Danny Dimes.
Man. No, we don't though. He's in that Jimmy G.
No, no.
Tannehill, no. Russell Wilson.
Yes, he is.
Next topic, bro. There's no way. We ended at 14, though.
No,
you ended at 14. I'm more 18, 19.
It's 14.
He's a bottom half quarterback.
It's 14. Oh. He's in the top half.
Bro.
14, bro.
I mean, I got a hot take off the rip, but I don't want to do it.
Don't do it.
You don't want to hear from me.
All right, let's get into this week three preview. So we're all gonna give our predictions for the game, but we're gonna keep sliding down on the X factor. So first game, I'm just going off the Google list. So first game, I'll do Falcons and Lions. Bijan's a dog. We established that. When I had Mel on here last episode, he said by the end of the season, Bijan will be RB1, which is bold. But we've also seen stuff like Saquon, his rookie season. It was a lot of people after his rookie season, they were calling him the best running back in the league. So it's not too wild, and he may be the one running back that could change like an entire team. Like he has that Adrian Peterson effect that he might be able to lead a team to the playoffs. Not saying this year, but in general, because them tackles he evading are big. Like evading tackles is something huge. So he's a game changer. But they are going against Detroit. I hate the loss of C.J. Gardner-Johnson for Detroit.
Yeah, that's tough.
Like that really sucks. On the first episode, I said he's like the Patrick Beverly for that team. Like he's not the best safety, but it's the intensity he brings. Lions are at home, and I'm going to take the Lions to win because I just think they're an overall better team, better coach. I do like the Falcons' offense. The question is just Desmond Ridder. It was surprising last week he threw his first interception of his career. I was surprised to hear that. But he doesn't take that many big risks.
Yeah,
so,
I'm going
to
say
that. He started a couple games.
Right, but it's still like I didn't have faith in him, so I would have thought he was out there throwing picks anyway. Yeah, I like the Lions team overall better. We'll really get to see how Gibbs plays now with no Montgomery in that lineup. And defense just got to step up without Gardner-Johnson. That defense got to step up. And I'm not trying to waste too much time. So, y'all, Lions, Falcons, what y'all got?
I'll roll with you, Lions. I think the Lions are the better team, obviously. I don't know if the Falcons' style of play can translate on the road, especially in that environment that they'll be going into. You know, similar to like a Sam Howell last week. I think this would be Ritter's first start on the road too. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, I think because he didn't start. I think he only started like a couple games at the end of last year, and I think they were home. So
was he behind Mariota?
He was behind Mariota. So I mean, we'll see though. But I got the Lions. I don't really see the Falcons putting up that much of a fight.
Shane, winner.
Yeah,
Lions. Brian, next game is on you. Chargers at Vikings.
So this game going to be a shootout. Both of their defenses are trash, like just straight up, which is crazy for the Chargers because they have a defensive-minded coach.
crazy for the Vikings too, though, because they have Brian Flores, which I didn't even know.
Oh yeah, I didn't realize that until last week. But yeah, both of their defenses are trash. This game is in a dome. Offensive shootout. If both teams put up more than 35, don't be surprised. You know, it's going to be nice to see. I know the Chargers are not going to have Eckler, so it's kind of going to force Herbert to, you know, take more risks going downfield because we know he likes to use Eckler as that safety net. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this will be for the first time in show history, and I don't want to, you know, pick a safe answer, but quite literally, the team that's going to win this game is whoever's going to have the ball last. Because both of these teams are choke artists. So it's like, there's no way to like properly predict this game. Literally, whoever has the ball last is going to win. Nobody's going to be clutch on the defensive side. I'll say Vikings just to say the Vikings because they're the home team, but this is a push one, like, quite literally. Like, I don't think there'll be another game this season that's quite a push one like this because these are literally the same two teams. Just one plays in Minnesota and one plays in L.A. X factor being if someone somehow gets an interception, but we'll see.
Shane, who your winner this?
Vikings.
Yeah, I'm going to go Vikings, too. And the only point I have is Brian made all the points I would make. Only thing I'm going to add on is 1 o'clock game, West Coast team. Always the advantage for the home team. It's like West Coast team is basically playing at 10 a.m., so it's always disadvantage. That's all I got to say. Shane, next game for you, Saints at Packers.
Saints at Packers.
Packers home opener, I think.
Oh,
two solid defenses.
Yeah, some solid defenses, some competent offenses as well. I think Christian Watson is going to be fresh. He didn't practice on, like, Thursday, but I think they said it was intended for him to rest. Don't know Aaron Jones' status.
It's still questionable.
Questionable.
Also keep in mind, like, with the injury report, they took away the probable. I don't know why they did that, but it took away the probable distinction, so they have to listen. That's questionable, even though he's probably going to play.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna go with the Saints. They're even defensively, but I feel like he said,
I would think the Saints are better.
A little bit better.
A little bit. Not like way. Yeah.
And that's kind of where I'm at. I really think they are very similar teams. I mean, I do know that Jamal Lewis is still out. No, not Lewis.
That's right.
He is Williams?
Out. Yeah, Jamal Williams. I thought he was about to say he's a coach or something.
Jamal Williams out. Kamara is still suspended. So I forget who the running back is that's going to be stepping up for the Saints.
He's still a free agent on the league, by the way. Whoever the starting running back is.
Yeah, because, I don't.
Brian about to load up y'all.
But, no, I do think Derek Carr, Olave, Michael Thomas, like, I do like that kind of that duo of wide receivers has something to still prove. Derek Carr, I think the change of scenery is going to be good for him. I really thought the Saints would be clear winners in their division, too. I'm saying they haven't been bad. But the Packers are also kind of looking like possible winners in theirs, even though the Vikings are still over there. But X-Factor, so I'm not rambling too long. The Vikings are 0-2, but I still think they could probably win the division.
Over Detroit, too.
Yeah. It just depends.
I can see Minnesota finishing third easily.
That whole division is still kind of wishy-washy right now. But when it comes to records,
we know who's going to be last.
For sure.
Yeah, we do. But I think the X factor is just going to be... I really want to say the connection between Watson and Love. It'll be their first game in there. It'll be the first home game in Wisconsin, Green Bay. So if they can really like come out there with a bang and really just get set the tone... At being at home, they can win. But I'm going to put it on the Saints.
All right. I got Saints, too. Martin.
Packers.
Okay.
I don't like, what's his name? Carr. Derek Carr on the road. In that environment.
Derek Carr home, too. No matter.
But definitely on the road. Nah. You're lucky this game ain't in November or December. Then it'll be a blowout. But yeah. I got the Packers.
Okay. Back to me. Oh, y'all want to do the, you want back-to-back joints? Like a draft?
Nah, you can go.
All right. I wish you would have taken. Texans at Jaguars. Jaguars. Listen, I'm not about to spend a lot of time. Thing is, I'm going to say something real quick. Texans are without Derek Stingley. Y'all know I'm a fan of his from LSU.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, Trevor Lawrence should light them up. The bright spot on the Texans has been not just C.J. Stroud, but that defense is pretty solid. Even though you could blame it on, like, Lamar being rusty, they did their own against Lamar week one. Obviously, the box score didn't show that because I think the final score was 22-6. But if you like really pay attention to that game, Ravens didn't score until like the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
like, it was back and forth of nothing. But the defense is impressive. The Texans, I don't know how much they can do without Stingley, though. You know, D'Amico Ryans is obviously the defensive-minded guy. For the Jaguars' perspective, they have, you know, they got weapons everywhere. Etienne's looking good. Christian Kirk balled out last game. Calvin Ridley the first game. I go against Keem in fantasy this week. He has Trevor Lawrence starting, so I have Ridley and Kirk in my lineup. So if Lawrence goes off, I'll benefit. But yeah, Jags should take care of business. It might not be a blowout because CJ Stroud looks good, man.
Yeah, he
looks good, and it's a divisional game. Like, it's not too often it's a blowout in a divisional game. So just give me Jags.
Yeah, I'll take the Jags too. I think it'll be a close game through three quarters, and then the Jags pull away, probably score like 10 points or something in the fourth. Like you said,
he's struggling a little bit this year.
He is.
I thought, two games.
Especially against the Chiefs last week, right?
That was like 17-6 or something.
17-9.
Right? Did Chris Jones play?
Yeah, he did.
Was his first game.
Okay.
But I mean, I think he got sacked too. But I mean, still, it's like y'all were home. Like, I think that was their home opener too. So they're home here. They're the better team. I got the Jags.
Shame.
I'm taking Jags, but I do think it'll be closer than as in what y'all said. I think it'll be a lot closer than people think. I don't think it's going to be a straight massacre or anything like that.
C.J. Stroud or Daniel Jones?
Daniel Jones.
C.J. Stroud.
He got better weapons, man.
He's not on that
call. Who?
C.J. Stroud. Nico Collins.
He made Nico Collins, bro.
Robert
Woods. You can't even fight
Robert
that
Woods and Damian Pierce.
If you did not name those two receivers, I wouldn't know who the receivers are.
Robert Woods is basically equivalent to whoever y'all. There's some shit y'all since maybe the New York media y'all been hyping up that Wyatt kid that got nothing yesterday.
He was playing TikTok. They say he's wide receiver 3. I don't even think he's wide receiver 3.
Yeah, I sent the TikTok to the group.
Yeah,
man, straight at Amari Cooper for
him. Is it a dynasty league or something?
I don't think the bro was like. It's like he has potential.
Why is he on anybody's team,
bro? Must have been a 30-man league. So, yeah, we all got Jags. Hang on, I don't know how I got here. My bad. Brian, game for you. Where week three go? Game for you is Broncos at Dolphins.
Dolphins next.
Chase.
Dolphins.
All right, bet, dog. I have nothing to say. Russell wasn't playing better, but it's not resulting in wins.
Like, it don't matter.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, that team sucks, though.
Yeah.
Shane, Titans at Browns. This could be good, though. Like, good, like, in a bad way.
Yeah, it's not gonna be entertaining, but it'll be.
It's not going to be a blowout.
Low scoring, nasty, ground and pound game. Well, run the ball a lot.
Yeah.
Fight it out in the trenches game because neither quarterback has been showing a lot of promise.
Only one is expected to have promise. The other one is.
And then those promises were broken last year. So,
what's up? Real quick, anything on Watson you got to say? Either of y'all? Like the struggles, because it's like.
You want a serious answer or a joking answer?
Either one, because it's better with the massages. Like whatever y'all want to say.
I don't know what's good with that, man, bro. Like somebody actually was in one of my group chats on the other league that we have, and they were like, he's a top quarterback. I'm like, when?
Top 30?
No.
He's for sure top 30.
Yeah, he's top 30.
He had top quarterback like, on their roster.
It was like, it's like top what, bro? Like, they did not let that slide. But, did you have anything about Watson now?
No, I'm just praying on the downfall. Nasty, man.
Yeah. I mean, I want to say in a if numbers were like everything, the Browns should win, but I'm not putting it past the Titans now. I mean, I'm not putting it past the Titans, man. I'm not going to go out there and be like, oh, they can make the playoffs all of a sudden, but they can knock the Browns off, especially with an injured Nick Chubb, who's a huge difference maker. I know it's next man up when it comes to running backs, but that doesn't mean you're going to get the same production. Titans defense isn't awful, and I'm going to say that probably because Ian's been saying it. Big fan of Mike Vrabel.
Here we go. I'm proud of these new coach name.
He played for the Patriots, bro.
Okay, what position?
Linebacker.
Let's go! What accessory he had. He was famous for one. I think I'm the right person.
I'm missing it.
You said accessory?
Accessory that he wore.
I think you're talking about Teddy Bruschi, bro.
Yeah, maybe the big neck brace.
Yeah,
that wasn't very
good. No, that wasn't very
good. Okay.
Let's go.
Yeah, I got Titans. Titans are away, but Mike Vrabel was a better coach. Derrick Henry can win regular season games by himself against certain teams. Teams that won't blow the Titans out. Like, as long as it's close, Derrick Henry can win them games. Difference is Nick Chubb. He's like, personality-wise, he reminds me of like Kawhi Leonard of the NFL. Like, he's a dog, but he's so quiet about it. Like, I've not seen a Nick Chubb interview before.
Y'all know what he sounds like.
Bruh. Don't know what he sound like. Everybody always hates saying that he just goes in and works. He don't talk, nothing. But yeah, that's the difference maker right there is Nick Chubb. Because Deshaun Watson, we don't know. I hope this isn't really what he is. Like, I really hope he goes back to at least 80% of what we saw in Houston. Because what we saw there was special.
Yeah.
And they paid him the money. I don't care about the money because it's not my team, but I don't want. Like, we had the conversation before about every team having a franchise quarterback. And Browns, boy, if this season goes bad, man, they might be out of luck for a minute.
Yeah.
Or could it be like really bad luck for the organization? There's no quarterbacks.
Probably.
But yeah, that's it. Browns. Brian, what you got?
The same thing.
Oh dang, I said Brian. I got Titans winning.
Yeah, Titans. Ain't really much more to add.
Alright. Was it back to me or?
Yeah.
Well, we can split this one up, Brian. Bills at Commanders. I'm gonna be real quick. I have Bills winning, but whatever the spread is, I have us covering. Josh Allen's going to have some turnovers probably. We're going to get after the quarterback. Chase Young looked good last week. I don't know why. I just trust the Bills a little more right now. Sam Howell looked good, like, in the second half last week, especially that dime to Terry McLaurin. I don't even know what to call that dime. That was a little fluke, but there's always fluke in sports. I don't think they're going to blow us out by any means, but I just give them the experience factor. Like, Josh Allen's going to get it done, unfortunately. If we win, I would not be surprised. I'm not trying to prey on our downfall. Brian's going to come in here and be the positive one for me, though. So, pause on that. So I got Bills winning, but I'm still a Commander fan. I'm not, I just, you know, I can pick against my team sometimes.
Yeah.
But, Brian.
Yeah, I got us winning. I got us winning. It's going to be an ugly game. I don't like the Bills in close, hard-fought, slug-it-out games at all. Even though they have a team that should be capable in that, but whenever there's like a dogfight or like inclement weather, like their offense just doesn't click like that for some reason. And I think because we're having rain in the forecast, I'm serious this weekend. Both sides were better in the trenches than they are. I think our D line is definitely better than their O line. I think our O line might be better than their D line, especially without Von Miller. The only question would be is if we can neutralize Ed Oliver.
That's my boy right there.
Yeah, because he's a dog that nobody really talks about.
Bruh.
I don't understand it. But nah, I got us winning a close game. Maybe something like 2017. I just think the weather's going to be ugly this weekend. And our defense is going to have opportunities to make plays. And as long as they're disciplined, they don't try to do too much. Because, you know, with Josh Allen, as soon as you lose contain, he'll run all over you 15, 20 yards. And so I think they'll be fine. I think our offense will be fine. I'm not saying that it'll be like a perfect offensive game, but Sam can do enough. EB, he can scheme up enough. And we can come out with a win. Be 3-0 literally for the first time since I was in elementary school.
You just reminded me, but you finessed me out of a trade that I proposed to you. And he gave me Cooper, and I gave him Pickens and James Cook. And them two snapped last week. James Cook, I got him off free agency, but I knew he was going to have a good season because he's the running back one there.
Yeah.
I mean, It's in his genes, I guess. Yeah, Shane, Bills Commander.
I'm going to go Bills if it's a blowout. If it's a blowout.
It's not going
to
be a blowout.
They need to come out there and not mess around. If they can set their tone early, then I think...
Not y'all, bro.
If they can set their tone early, I think they can have an easy game towards the, you know, the second half when that part comes around. When it's time to just vibe, chill out. We don't need superhero Josh Allen out there because that man is crazy. If it's close, I do think Washington could win that game, mainly because what Brian has said. When the games are close, you start to see those conversation digs having with Allen. You start to see demeanor. You start to see, first game of the season, I think it was, and they lost on a punt return touchdown in, like, overtime.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, like,
after they being up 13-3.
Yeah. And, like, once they don't have the ball in their hands and they're stepping on the field, I'm sure it's always ended in the L. So it's just like, hey, if that situation comes up, I would not be surprised if Washington gets that win. I do like Eric Bieniemy. The offense has definitely looked a lot better than what it has in previous years. And I think that was a great addition that's kind of got to Washington on the up and up as a Giants fan.
Better than the Giants? It's okay to say it. Okay.
The offensive coordinator is currently better. It's currently better than the Giants' offensive coordinator.
Only thing y'all have over us is running back, and he's hurt. D-line not better. Y'all got Leonard Williams, but D-line still not better.
We got Dexter Lawrence too.
Dexter Lawrence not better than
John now. Better than Montez Sweat right now.
Why are y'all trying to talk about the Giants right now?
Nah, fuck all that.
This is good.
Fuck all that. Sam Howell.
You got it, man. Look, Daniel you in the Jones. NFC East now. We're going to talk to
you. Give Daniel Jones, Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson, not Brian Robinson Jr.
You know he's going to do nothing.
Exactly. Yes, he would.
He can't throw like
y'all know he can throw the ball.
He cannot throw like
He can physically throw it, yes, for sure. I can physically
I can't wait till he has himself a game.
He can't make that throw the same.
He's going to be
waiting.
He's
going to be waiting for a minute, boy.
I can't
when
wait.
When he subs in as a backup quarterback for the Broncos, that's going to be his time right there.
Yeah, you better cut on Madden and turn the attributes up.
That's not. Hey,
Daniel Jones is the 2023 Tim Tebow, man.
That's where we at. So disrespectful. I've seen that one clip of Tebow throwing like the weird, that terrible like spiral that was just nobody was even in. It was at like practice, bro.
Who an NBA player that got overpaid in the car? He's an NFL auto porter.
He's Miles Goff.
He the NFL.
Y'all are tripping, man. I hope somebody comes over. I'm being the comments.
Wall gang. The Lakers wall gang. Not Bulls.
I'm about to step off, man.
That's crazy.
I'm about to step
Grant
off.
Williams right now. All right, Brian, your turn. Colts at Ravens.
Oh, my, I don't even got to look this up. Ravens.
Yeah, no Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, if it was
stop playing with Garner Minshew.
I'm sick, man. That would have been a tough matchup to see, but nah.
Ravens. Y'all saw what Lamar said about Anthony Richardson?
Nah, what did he say?
He was, I think he compared himself like Vic. He was like, I look up to Vic and Lamar or something like that. And Lamar was like, bro, I'm still young. I'm only 26.
But yeah, nah, I got the Ravens in a, it's going to be a blowout. But probably not a blowout because they got mad people out too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ravens, I think the spread for them is like 8, so they'll probably cover that.
Shane.
Yeah, Ravens.
Yeah, I got Ravens too. Shane on you. Patriots at Jets. This is one of them Browns and Titans type games.
I don't know.
It's going to be ugly.
Zach
and Mack were in the same class, right?
Yeah, they were.
I'm
no. Yeah, never mind. Get it.
It was Trevor Lawrence. Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Lance, Fields, Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You say Breece Hall?
Yeah.
He wasn't even in that class.
I'm going to just go with the vet in me wants to lean towards the Patriots, but the New York blood.
Have you ever even been to New York?
New York once, bro.
What about Jersey, where the stadium is?
No.
Oh,
I haven't been over
there.
No. No. Who? But
I'm making up names. Up here,
but no. I just want to pick the Jets. They're able to. I mean, I know Rodgers came. No, he didn't do anything that game. So Wilson beat the Bills. I'm not going to say it was all Wilson.
You about to say Aaron Rodgers?
No, I was saying, I was. No kidding. I was going to say he like managed the lead, but I remember that Rodgers had like 30 seconds of game
played out there. Technically, Aaron Rodgers gets the win because he started the game. That's the crazy thing.
Undefeated is the Jets quarterback, man.
Exactly. So, I can...
Bro, what was Bro's name that started for the Jets last year? Was balling.
Mike White.
Mike White. Where is he at? Is he still on the team?
Nah, he got he's somebody back up. I can't remember where he
was. Why did they put Zach Wilson back in? I'd rather have Mike White.
He don't play for the Jets. He definitely don't play for the Jets.
All right, so you got Jets.
Yeah.
I got Patriots. Brian?
The lesser of two evils.
For real, whoever. Are you with the Dolphins? Are you Tua back? Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's
tough. This game is so shitty. You remember how the game last year ended like 10-3 on a punt return?
I don't because I probably avoided this game last year. Too. This is the same roster. Bro, like
this is such a disgusting game.
Except now the Patriots have Juju to make the game even worse.
Juju's knee could explode at any moment. Supposedly.
Oh my god!
They say his knee could possibly.
Oh,
it was from like
he could explode. I was about to say, for what, 5 fantasy points?
This game is so dumb.
That's tough.
I'll pick the Patriots because I can't see Bill going 0-3.
Right, that's the league.
Yeah, I thought y'all were saying he was going to get pushed out.
He is, but he's not going to go 0-3.
Not to Zach Wilson, too.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson will. Like I said about Brock Purdy, like he won't win you a game, but he won't lose you a game. Zach Wilson won't win you a game and will lose you a game, for sure.
We'll absolutely lose you that shit.
Okay.
All right, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Panthers at Seahawks. Give me Seahawks, Bryce Young out, but it's looking scary for him anyway. Like he won the O-line and the weapons, but he's not, you know, he's very thin. And it's like every time he gets hit, people hold their breath because it doesn't look good. And he's already out now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fake. I'm going to make an executive decision here.
Uh-oh.
The next 3 games, listen, we could just speed through these.
I got one thing to say about one of these games.
Okay.
About your game. But that's the.
All right, we'll keep going then.
Panthers, Seahawks, give me Seattle. That's all.
Yes. Seattle at home?
Yeah.
Seattle.
All right. Brian, Bears at Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Will they? How about this? Will they cover 12.5 as the spread?
No.
They might blow that 12.5 out.
Hey, I think they will.
That 12.5
if
the
it's
water,
fixed,
bro.
They might. If it's fixed.
I don't think it has to be fixed. Justin Fields is horrible.
I know.
Justin Fields is horrible. Like, legit horrible. Bro was looking at two receivers running open and ran into the D-tackles.
That was insane.
Oh, my God. That was crazy.
No, that was coaching.
Imagine you at the club and you just straight bag and risen up 2 dimes. And you take home a 3. That's what Fields did.
No,
not even take home. You get kicked out the club, bro.
It's not even that. You don't even bag the 2 dimes. They looking at you, waiting for you to shoot the shot, and you see them looking at you.
You pour something on. That's what you do.
Throw up, start pissing on yourself. That's what Justin
Fields. You pass out right there. You about to get their numbers? Both of them. Both of them trying to take you home. Bro, you pass out right there.
Shitting on himself.
The only thing I'm gonna say because Brian went here last time is there's a conspiracy about the Bears that they're starting Justin Fields to solidify they get the first pick in the draft. That's a literal conspiracy theory because they know he's bad.
Okay, all right. So to that point, because I think last time I was on here, I said that the Bears were gonna end up with the number one pick, but not because they were bad. Enough to get it because the Panthers were that bad because they had their first round pick. Bears might end up with 2 of the top 4 picks in the draft.
We're only 2 weeks in, but have you seen the draft right now?
No.
The Cardinals have both the top 2 picks because they have the Texans pick. They have 1st and 2nd right now, bro. That's crazy.
Okay, then.
And imagine they get the top 2 picks and Kalen Williams stays.
All right, early bowl if I'm Kalen Williams, I don't win. Early bowl prediction right here, right now. Two teams will have the top 4 picks.
Oh, my God.
Bears and Cardinals.
The Bears and the Cardinals will have the top 4 picks.
And if Caleb Williams doesn't come out, this is going to be the funniest draft ever, bro. But to Fields, real quick, I think if there's some truth to the whole I wasn't playing like myself thing, I need to play loose. And I felt robotic. If there's truth to that, then not saying they have a chance. I think Chiefs will cover no matter what. But I think because they will cover, we'll see if Fields can really pass the ball, because they'll have no choice but to pass the ball. They had nothing going on the run game, like far as running backs. He's been doing decent. But this is literally, we didn't, nobody expects them to win this game anyway. Like, that's what it is. But he just can't be as bad as he's been. And the problem is, isn't even just the throws. Last year, it was the accuracy. Now, it's you're not even making the right reads. Like, yeah. And there's no reason for you to die. You get worse after last year. There's no reason. But, yeah, Chiefs winning, obviously. Shane, your game.
Okay.
Cowboys at Cardinals. Cowboys. Only thing that makes it slightly interesting is Diggs out for the season.
Cowboys. By 20.
Okay.
Five. But what am I supposed to say?
No, I mean,
we've been talking about Josh Dobbs. I don't think he'll be a difference maker.
Who been talking about Josh Dobbs?
No, me and Ian have actually.
Why y'all been talking about Josh Dobbs?
You want to see why? Let me show you why. Let me show you exactly
why y'all wasting time talking about Josh Dobbs.
You know why we've been talking about Josh Dobbs.
Trust me.
You know exactly what we're talking about.
Trust me. Hold on. Viewers at home, just look up Josh Dobbs' stats in the first two games. Look what he had against us.
Okay.
0.98 points, right? Less than one fantasy point against the Giants. Bro dropped 25 fantasy points on the Giants defense, bro.
Because he's a solid quarterback.
But he had less than one against us.
That was his first game as a quarterback.
No, it's not his first. He played quarterback his whole life. It's not his
first professional game.
No, he's not a rookie. He started for Tennessee a couple games.
First game of the season as a quarterback.
Whatever you want to say, man. That's why we're talking about Josh Dobbs. Because him to light up the Giants' defense is crazy. Yeah, Cowboys, though. I don't got nothing. I assume you got Cowboys.
Yeah, I ain't even going to add no analysis. To
get I need to go credit. On FanDuel and see how much I can win by putting to win by 20, though.
Dallas?
Yeah.
Obviously, me and Brian aren't Dallas fans, but, you know, it sucks to see what happened to Diggs, especially in practice. Tough. That sucks. Like, that's, we don't want to see injuries even as a rival team, so that does suck.
Yeah, nobody prays on the Cowboys' downfall more than me, but that shit was crazy.
And I don't. I'm trying to cuss less on this podcast, but what's bro name that was on First Take that went viral?
Bar Scott.
Man, fuck Bar Scott, bro. You know I don't like Dallas. Like, come on, dog. Yeah, why? That's something you say when the camera's off. Like, I know as soon as he said that, he was like, God damn, why? I say
you said it went by 20.
Yeah.
I don't know what you
say. It better be like.
First of all, they are -700.
That's it.
Hey, that's why.
Let me see.
I remember Texans covered against the Cowboys last year, though, and the Cowboys were like 20-point favorites.
Mm. They almost lost that game.
They did. Yep. That was crazy. They messed up my parlay.
Cardinals ain't cutting it, though. They ain't got Meanie Wells no more.
Who? That's the first name you think of.
You know who
Chris Beanie Wells, the running back from Why is that the first name? Not Fitz, not Kurt Warner, not even Carson Palmer. Honey Badger.
Beanie
Quan Bolden.
Beanie
Webb. Edgerrin James.
Why I heard that name in a decade, bruh.
Sunday night game, I got Steelers and Raiders. This is interesting. This is another shit off.
you said Steelers and Raiders?
Yes. Josh Jacobs versus Najee, two dudes. Bro, all three of us had more yards than Josh Jacobs last week. Man, things were -2 rushing yards.
Cowboys -19.5 is only +210.
Oh, my
God. So, yeah, it's expected. That's expected. Okay. Steelers and Raiders, man. Raiders are home. Just give me them. Like, I don't know. Steelers' defense is supposed to be better than what it's been. I guess Kenny Pickett's not putting them in situations. Deontay Johnson's out. Pickens had that one good catch that really boosts up his stats last week. But still, he looks good, but it seems like he needs somebody else to take the attention off of him. Najee is just the slowest running back in football. Like, oh, my God. Bama running backs. I think Eddie Lacy, prime fat Eddie Lacy, is faster than Najee. Bro has no explosion whatsoever. And it's interesting because these two teams rank 31 and 32 in run defense. So, if Jacobs and Najee don't go off,
they not.
I don't know what to say, but give me Raiders. I don't need to know why. I don't. I really don't. Brian, any which one?
I got the Steelers.
I want to say I do. It's just Raiders at home.
I trust the Steelers more than I trust the Raiders. I don't even care if they're on the road.
I just don't trust Pickett. Pickett.
Yeah.
I'm that little.
I don't trust Jimmy G.
Pickett and Pickens confuse me sometimes.
Shane.
Yeah, just give me the Steelers, bro. I don't know.
Why is this on Sunday Night Football anyway? Let's start there.
They thought Kenny Pickett would be decent.
Man, hell no. They could have put...
I thought... Oh, no. That's the Rams and Bengals on Monday. Okay.
All right, Brian. Eagles at Buccaneers. Matter of fact, tell me, can you on the sportsbook app, mm-hmm. can you tell me the spread for this? Eagles and Bucks.
Eagles, Bucks. FanDuel got it. Minus 4.5 for the Eagles.
Damn.
Wait, yeah, all right, it's your pick, though.
Yeah, I got the Eagles winning this. The Bucks, they look feisty.
That's probably a perfect word to describe.
Yeah, they look feisty, you know. But Baker Mayfield can't fool me again. You know, he'll come out balling for the first month of the season and then disappear for the rest of the season. So I'm not gonna fall into the hype just yet, if at all.
You say these are the best weapons he's ever had, though? He had Jarvis and Odell in Cleveland, but those weren't the real Jarvis and Odell.
Yeah, he kind of ruined them.
Oh, you think it was him?
Somebody ruined them.
Because Odell was coming off injury going to Cleveland, right?
Yeah, that Odell saga in Cleveland was not real. It was not real.
Rams, he didn't have Cup there. He balled out for that, I think, that one game. Panthers, mm-hmm. he didn't have
none. He was supposed to be Super Bowl MVP according to him. Odell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's talking about Baker. I'm like, what are we talking about?
But, yeah, I got the Eagles winning this. Eagles winning.
Shane?
Eagles.
I got Eagles, but I definitely think it's going to be very close. Slay's struggled this year.
Not according to Q.
he hasn't said nothing. I think he's seeing it, too. And it's crazy because it's like that. Oh, my God. Their D-line is better than last year. So, it's like you would think. But, honestly, I'm not going to sit here and give a whole analysis because I haven't watched the Eagles like that. But I just know from what I have seen, Slay, the numbers and few clips, like Slay hasn't looked that good. Mm-hmm. But he's older. He's 32.
Yeah, he's an old guy.
But yeah, I think it's going to be close. My only thing that scares me is maybe because it's prime time, Baker just, you know, tries to live into the light too much and does some stupid stuff. But other than that, he has Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, you know, good bailouts. So he should keep it close. Shane, last game. We made it, man. Rams at Bengals. This is another shit off right here. Jamar Chase. Just before you start Jamar Chase for the second time, because he did in August or July, he leaked out that Burrow is still hurt. And they're supposedly he wasn't supposed to be saying this. Because back in July, he said it. He was like, he may miss some games or he's out 6 weeks, something like that. And the team was trying to keep it closed. Today, he said he doesn't think he's going to play Monday. And the team didn't even comment. They're like, Chase, why do you keep doing this, bro? So, yeah, Jamar Chase said, according to Jamar Chase, who probably is the real source, though, Burrow is probably not playing Monday. And they don't have a real backup. I sent y'all the team yesterday. The Patriots,
they got Mixon, too.
Bro, why did the Patriots do that?
They were playing chess, not checkers.
No, for real. That is so petty, bro. I just take the only backup y'all got.
I mean, I'm going to say if Burrow doesn't play, I'm definitely picking the Rams. If he does, I'll pick the Bengals as their attempt to get back game because clearly they haven't been themselves the first 2 weeks, or maybe they are who they are, which is a bunch of frauds.
Brian said they peaked.
Yeah, but this is way worse than, I mean, I guess that's what the word peak means. They were at the best they could possibly be at one point last season because at this point it's just been trending downwards. But I'm going to stick to, you know, talking about this week. The Rams are still super questionable. You got Naka or Nakwa, whatever.
I don't even
know. And Tutu.
Said any name.
These are creative players. I don't know where they came from. I'm not even the college guy. Do you know what college they went to? No. It's Matt Stafford just creating players out there and just giving them rookie. Well, not right.
Remember, Brian wasn't here for that. Matt Stafford has officially proved he's racist. It don't. As long as it's not black, he gonna find him, bro. He gonna find him.
Second,
Van Jefferson is wide receiver one. I haven't heard that man's name all season, though.
So we have that going on. We have Cam Akers being dealt to the Vikings. They're saying that they can't. I mean, the TikTok that you sent. I forget his name, Bran or something like that.
I don't know his name.
It's the white.
No, I know he's talking about. I'm saying I know.
Yeah, the bus guy. I know him. Pause. Whatever.
Bus Anonymous.
Yeah, there it is. They say he thinks he said something to the coach's wife. But, because there's no way you can
get healthy. They said there was rumors last year, though, too. Like, yeah, he's just weird. Yeah, well, he doesn't fit into people's culture. Like, he wants to do his own thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Weird. I'm going to call that weird. But, yeah, give me the Rams. I mean, T. Higgins is going to do him. Mixon hasn't really made any crazy. His name hasn't been brought up enough for how high he gets picked in fantasy or how high we rank him in running back ranking if he's not being much of a difference maker.
You said who?
Mixon.
He's been washed.
Yeah, man. I mean.
Last year I would have said he's washed.
Yeah, so I'm just like, I'm not a fan. It's not going to be a fun game to watch for sure, especially if Burrow doesn't play. But if he doesn't play, I got Rams by a lot, honestly, because it seemed like they can keep it moving. They're doing their thing.
At least the only benefit is there's another game on at that time.
Yeah.
Eagles and Bucks at least will be on at that time as well. I can't even say damn, I can slide a winning time. And rest in peace, man.
They're canceled.
Paul, because they said they imagine made that call before they got to the AIDS part. Y'all remember that was the intro of the show.
Literally the intro of the show.
They didn't even get to that, bro. Literally. But before we end off, give me y'all complete lock of the week. Like, no matter what, spread-wise, because obviously we would say Cowboys versus Cardinals or something like that. But, Brian, if you pull it up, the odds real quick. Y'all know I deleted my sports books.
We did it. We knew that.
Well, other than the free money Fanatics gave me, I deleted it after that. I lost that.
Okay.
I bought a jersey. Shout out to Store Sam. But give me your lock of the week, Shane. You got sports books too on your phone. Your lock of the week for
the spreads.
Yeah. Who's going to cover for sure? Like, you have no doubt about it.
All right.
Plus, minus, don't matter.
Wait, while he pulled his up, I got the Chiefs covering 12 and a half.
Against the Bears.
Yeah.
Appreciate
it. Like, easy.
Don't put no parlays in while you got it.
He got money in there. No
problem. I got 61 cents in mine. And the $10.
I'll make it work. 10 cents is all you need in sportsbooks, man. All right, I got mine. I'm going, even though it's a crazy lock because it's not a guarantee, but give me Titans plus 3.5.
Yeah, I was just about to pick that.
I don't have them. One, I have them winning. And two, if they lose, it's going to be by like 1-2 or a field goal. 3.5. They'll cover that. So give me Titans as my lock. Shane, you said the same thing?
Yeah, that's one.
All right. What's it? Another one?
My next one. I'm going to do Lions by 3 against the Falcons.
I can't lock them up.
Minus 3?
But that, I'm saying I can't lock them up because I don't think there's a guarantee that they even win.
The Falcons are going to win? Possibly?
Possibly. I'm not saying, we all picked the Lions, I think. But I'm saying it's not like Lions would blow them out. I don't even think that.
I think us covering plus 6.5.
That one, we'll definitely cover that.
Yeah.
Any bold prediction for the week? That's the last question before we end off.
For the week?
Like any, like somebody goes for 200 receiving, somebody goes for 200 rushing.
There will be no 300-yard passers this week. Nah, I lied. I forgot. Both Herbert and Cousins go for
them. Addison looks good, man.
I'm a fan of Addison.
I'm mad I traded him so early. Addison looks good.
Both Herbert and Cousins go for 320 plus.
Bold prediction, and it contradicts my pick already. But give me Baker goes in there and upsets the Eagles.
Oof. I'm just gonna say Jettis keeps his pace, which we know pace is not a real thing. I mean, it's
what
a real
pace yards or
and
the
150. Julio? Another 150 tonight or whenever Sunday.
Will he continue the Julio trend? Yards and no touchdown.
Yeah, I need touchdowns.
No. So he'll score this week.
Yeah, he's scoring. The Chargers defense is a joke.
I mean, who they play before though? Vikings 0-2 against the Bucks.
The Bucks and the Eagles.
And Bucks didn't have what's that cornerback name? Carlton Davis.
Oh, yeah.
And who else the Vikings lose to?
It don't matter, bro. It don't matter. He fumbled a touchback, so I mean, let's not even act like it's on him or Kirk. I think it was just
Not on Jefferson.
No. I'm saying him not. He will make that play 9 times out of 10. That was the 1 out of 10 where he happened to fumble reaching for the pylon or whatever. So, 150, and he scores. I don't think him scoring is bold, even though he hasn't scored.
I don't think 150 is bold at this point.
I'm not calling him to 200.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying 150 for Justin Jefferson at this point ain't even bold.
Like, but if he's to keep the pace, I think it was like 2,500 yards.
And we all think it's going to be a shootout, so.
That is crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't like this week, but I'm glad football's still here.
It was bold right here. Najee gets over 50 rushing yards.
That's bold as hell.
That's bolder than your 150 for Jefferson.
Yeah.
Warren. Bro, I bet him for 25 yards last game. He didn't get it till like 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I'm like, it's no way.
Imagine if they were losing.
Brian, did you already give him your bold or no?
Both Herbert and Cousins, though, for 320 plus.
All right, yeah. So we made this one a little quick because it's just a preview, and we got to get the episode up before the game start on Sunday, obviously. So it gives me a little just tonight to process this joint. But we'll be back on Tuesday, right? Y'all good for Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. No. All right. It's like,
no. To recap whatever happened, I'm pretty sure it's going to be some crazy upsets, some predictions we either right or wrong about. And that's it, man. Until then, shout out Diesel301. How Mr. BQC, we're going to catch y'all next week, and we out.
Solid.